Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second, the third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third, the shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon takes first base on ball four. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner takes first base on ball four. Verdon moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Verdon moves to third. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Groat moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verdon scores. Groat moves to third. Thomas moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1. And the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles takes first base on ball four. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mazeroski moves to third. Foyles moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Mazeroski scores. Foyles moves to third. Friend moves to second. It's 2-0, Pirates. Ed Meyer now pitching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Foyles scores. Friend moves to third. Verdon moves to second. It's 3-0, Pirates. Dave Hillman now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Friend tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Pirates. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verdon scores. Skinner moves to second. It's 5-0, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skinner scores. Kluszewski moves to second. It's 6-0, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Smith pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foyles strikes out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 0 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Pirates. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Grote reaches second base with a double. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote scores. It's 8-0, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-0, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foyles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Foyles reaches second base with a double. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Hirsch Freeman. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Fodge now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Skinner moves to second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skinner scores. It's 11-0, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Foyles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Foyles reaches second base with a double. Mazeroski moves to third. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fodge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roman Mahias now playing left field. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson strikes out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long moves to second. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Gene Fauch. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski fields it and throws to second for the out. Long moves to third. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Long scores. Bolger goes all the way around to score. Taylor moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-2, Pirates. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dolan Nichols now pitching. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 11, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-4 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark juggles the ball. That's an error on Dark. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Mazeroski moves to second. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-3 in the game. Friend hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. Foyles moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-2, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 12, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Dolan Nichols. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Adams moves to second. It's 12-3, Pirates. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-4 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.